So this is my last boo of the evening. It's been a prolific booing session for me, but it's been interesting, very interesting, this talking of conversations and communities and commenting. And I just listened to one by my good friend Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler. And Daylight Gambler kind of summed it up quite nicely. When he says that we're having a conversation on Audioboo, Phil says that we're 90% of the way there in this ability to have conversations on Audioboo. Yes, we can have conversations on Audioboo. I think this, but I do think the 10% is very, very important, Phil. I think the 10% needs to be a way to have these Audioboos in line, these conversations in line, in some form of flow, as you would in a chat system, as you would in Twitter, when you can have Twitter conversations and follow that one conversational thread. I think that's the important 10%. Whether we're talking time limits on commenting, whether we're talking about commenting in audio, in text, I just think that 10% is important, because you can miss out on conversations. You hunt through. You see a thread you're interested in, you have to hunt through at the moment to find out. And hope you can only hunt through it if people have referenced it in the title. So I think what I'm saying is that 10% would be, for me, a timeline, a stream of some sort. I was just thinking about, again, using this hashtag system where I say, for example, I started a thread of conversation and I put a special hashtag. It doesn't have to be anything particularly generic to the conversation. It could just be anything. But that hashtag would then be used by everybody in the conversation when they're putting a boo out. So we can follow that hashtag, if you like. But the difficulty of that is, of course, is creating a hashtag that's unique. So I do think that 10% is important. I think it's important so that we don't have to hunt for conversations. I think it's important that so that we don't have to, because conversation is about flow. It's about easy flowing, easy chat, easy talking, letting people comment, letting people get involved easily, and finding that conversation. At the moment, we can't find a conversation. We have to make that conversation easy for others to find, if we want others to get involved, especially people outside of our little community. If we want our little community to grow, our community of friends, and they are friends, Phil's quite right. Do we want our community of friends to grow? Do we want to encourage other people to join in our conversation so we can hear other people's viewpoints, unique people? To do that, we've got to sort of get a thread, a flow of conversation going so that I, for example, could say to a friend of mine, hey, we're having a great conversation over here. Do you want to join in? And all I have to do is give them a URL to say, here it is. Here's a thread. Here's a flow. Here's the conversation. That's what I'd like to see. It works, Phil. It's working now. But it's working for us who know how to use the system. It's working for us because we're having to make it work for ourselves. We're having to make it work. And that doesn't stop the conversation, of course. That doesn't stop us talking to each other, but we have to make it work. And in an audio app, in a audio app that wants to, or at least initially wanted to create conversations, wanted to create communities, wanted to create dialogue, we shouldn't have to make it work. It should be working for us. That's just my thoughts. I'm going to bed. And good night all. Good night.